Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my flagship station right here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and the satellite, too, streaming live online right now. And a special shout goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and to all those helping out in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to all the people working the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil fields all around the country and all around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to go over to Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and like the page. And once I see you do that, then I will put you in the chat room like I just did Lee. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's get going with the pledge and get moving. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the big news, of course, is the country starting to open up slowly but surely. And there's all kinds of things going on now. Again, Europe, we got the word yesterday that Germany is planning on reopening their D-Day, if you will, their O-Day for open, is May the 3rd, when the schools are going to open up again, the shops are going to open, and many of the businesses are going to open. And I understand that we're going to get a list of businesses today from the council that the president has, the Economic Council or whatever they're calling that. I forgot it's got a name, but I don't know exactly what it is. And they're going to be mentioning a whole bunch of companies that are going to be opening up and putting people back to work again, which is all a good thing.
It is a good thing, Captain. And certainly when earlier yesterday there was a report that, for example, Best Buy, I'm sure everybody's familiar with Best Buy, furloughing 51,000 of their workers. And again, because they are, like other companies, are starting to hit the breaking point of how long they could keep their employees on during this emergency. And you're right about Germany. They're going to be starting their reopening. It's going to be gradual, of course, but at the same time, they also are going to be continuing to keep the so-called social distancing in place. Stores and so forth have to have, hygiene, related, things for them as well. So the world that we're gonna come out of our quarantine from and go out to these places is still gonna be very different, but I think people are willing to take those precautions so that we can all get back to work and get back to living our lives.
Well, I was at a place for lunch yesterday, and they had their social distancing. All the tables were outside. That's where they weren't able to go inside, although they could, but they just couldn't have more than 10 people inside, and they had to be 6 feet apart, wherever they were at. They couldn't sit next to each other at a table or a lunch counter. And then outside, the tables were all 6 feet apart, and you could have the people 6 feet apart at the table. So that meant, like, if there were four seats at the table, two people could sit there. And that was about it. And they had about 10 or 12 tables, and then they had tables further out. So everything was going on pretty good and, you know, whatnot. And the sheriff actually stopped by, and I saw him and talked to him for a while, as well as some deputies were there. They came and had lunch because it's one of the few places where they can go and sit down instead of having to, you know, drive through the drive-thru and get it in their window. And it was nice to see that somebody was doing it right. That was a restaurant. But they were doing it the way they were supposed to, and they had enough outdoor tables to do it.
Exactly right. And there are so many great restaurateurs in my area, places I like to go, and I'm sure everybody, wherever they're listening from, they have their favorite places where the people know them, literally know their name, know what they like to order as a regular dish, that kind of thing. And everybody's waiting to get back to that. And so hopefully when we start getting these relaxations, they're going to be able to start making a living again with their restaurant, or even the folks that work in the restaurant, the servers and the people that cook the food and so forth. They're going to get back to work. We're all itching to do that.
Now, something else that went on yesterday, Steve Mnuchin and Chuckie Boy Schumer were revving up their talks. The small business aid is starting to run dry. They've run out of money, or they're running out of money, and they're trying to put another $250 billion in there to beef it up to where it'll take care of the people that are still looking to get some low business loans and whatnot. And, of course, that's being held hostage right now by the Wicked Witch of the West, Nancy Pelosi, in the House.
Right. Well, to say that they have a Trump and Pelosi have a toxic relationship would be the understatement of the year. But right, we're starting to hit the limit of the money that was originally appropriated for these special lending programs and so forth. But again, what's going to hold this up? If you notice, they made some big deal about Trump wants his name on the check or something like
his
that.
His name is on the check in the comment section or where it is there.
Exactly. It's in the memo section. And, yeah. But they're holding that up like Trump is trying to make it this big delay. But, Captain, the American people know where the delay is coming from, and that is from people like Nancy Pelosi.
Who is about as un-American as they come.
Well, you know, one wonders, because the whole point of this is an emergency, and it's not an opportunity.
And I remember her little display in Chinatown back in January. Oh, looky here. Look, come to Chinatown. Everything's so wonderful. Look, see, nothing going wrong here. Yeah, right. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Don't get me started. But Nancy Pelosi, the Wicked Witch of the West, she's about as un-American as anybody that's out there. She doesn't want to do anything to help anybody in this country. It's all about Nancy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. And those of you that have been listening to the program for a while know that I have been taking Relief Factor for going on 4 years. It's literally saved me from being in pain and from having to take stuff that was giving me side effects. I was at the time before I got on this, I was taking Mobic and I was taking Flexeril. And that was medicinal, prescription drugs. And it would make me tired when I shouldn't have been. It would make me dizzy when I shouldn't have been. So as a result, I got off it and heard my buddy Mike Gallagher talking about this, and I signed up for it, and that was it. End of story. Been on it ever since. So if you want to take and find out what I did and do how I got started, the three-week quick start for $19.95, trot on over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the $19.95 three-week quick start. It'll get you started. You'll know what's going on, and it'll make you feel better. I'm sure of that. So it's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, now let's get on over here to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We got a couple of telephone calls, so let's get going here. All right, good morning, caller. Is this Nelson?
Yes, it is.
What's up?
I just wanted to say a good word for President Trump. I think he's proposing the right theory on sending the Congress home. This is a do-nothing Congress, the worst do-nothing Congress that I have seen, and I'm in my 70s.
Let me stop you for a second, and let me tell you something. This is Nancy Pelosi's second shot at speaker. She didn't do much of anything the first time around. She's going to go down as the worst speaker in the history of the Congress.
Absolutely, and even right now, today, they are not in session.
Nope.
And there is so much that has to be done, including confirming these appointees, people that have been hanging on, as they say, for even 2 years
yep.
to get a vote.
Yep.
So I think he's doing the right thing. If they don't want to do their job, guess what? Send them home
sure.
and keep them there.
That's right. Great idea, Tim Nelson. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And, Kyle, we're going to go right back to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Kentucky.
Hey, Scott. How are you? What's up?
Hey, I'm doing fairly well. How about you, sir?
Not too bad. What's going on? What would you like to talk about?
Well, you know, in Kentucky, several churches have kind of protested, I guess you'd say.
Sure.
And the police are writing down license plate numbers.
Right.
And, you know, that's just not right. I mean,
no.
If you want to worship your Lord, then you should have that right. But
right.
Bible study, all that good stuff,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. And, you know, I mean, so we've entered a new age, in my opinion.
Are you
following?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, are you following that lawsuit, or that lawsuit, that legal case brought by the church down in Mississippi where they gave the parishioners a $500 tickets? You following that?
No, sir.
All right. Well, the attorney general just got involved and just stated that they were going to watch that case and put the state of Mississippi on notice. This mayor, I believe it was Greenville, Mississippi. Was that right, Kyle?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, put this mayor on notice down there and said, we are watching this case, we are following this case, and they're taking it to court. They're going to take it up the ladder and go to a federal court. And that could be the sample case for the
caveat.
Situation. Yeah, for what your situation is.
So anyway, sir, I just want to let you know that I'm listening, and you are a true gentleman, Phi Alpha, and, you know, we're all hunkering down,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing our best. So
that's all you can ask for.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Scott in Kentucky. And that's all you can do, Scott. And you folks up there in Kentucky, we love you, and we understand that, you know, things are tough all over. And by the way, Kyle, some of the best food I ever had, home-cooked food, was in a place called Paducah, Kentucky.
Oh, very cool.
Which was not very far up the road from Hopkinsville, Kentucky, which is not very far up the road from where I was at Fort Campbell for a few years. But anyway, here we go. Now, we've certainly, and we were just talking about this, the retail sales have dropped, factory output has sunk as the coronavirus and the COVID-19 is battering the economy. Big airlines now are not only able to get loans in addition to the grants that they could possibly get to try to keep things going, because we've got airlines, and it happened the last time around, but there's airliners literally sitting all over the countryside, parked.
That's right, yeah, and sent off to arid places like in Arizona and so forth, out to a desert environment where they can be stored, you know, for quite a long time if necessary. But certainly, we're seeing again this terrible sort of catastrophic, you know, domino effect going through our economy,
mm-hmm.
and the airlines, and that goes to the fuel and the oil and all that stuff.
Now, the South Dakota governor has resisted stay-at-home orders that some members in her legislature, Democrats, of course, wanted to do. Well, you know, we should go out to the rest of the country and stay at home. She said, no, it's a female governor. She said, no, we're not going to do that. And in the meantime, here in my backyard in Tampa, Florida, the Hillsborough County, Florida lawmakers are going to meet today to reconsider a curfew order they put into play. And yesterday, the sheriff of Hillsborough County, Chad Cronister, put out a poll What do you think? Do you like the curfew or do you not like the curfew? And I'm being told by some people that are keeping track of that for me that it's running about 3-1. Don't like the curfew. Get rid of it.
Well, because people are asking themselves, what do you need a curfew for?
Sure.
Yeah, especially between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. Now, again, I mean, people are supposed to be staying at home. I think most of the people in Hillsborough County are doing that voluntarily. So there are different ways to enforce the stay-at-home idea, especially during those time periods. But to make a curfew seems to be more of a harsh kind of crackdown. And there is a Tampa attorney. His name is Patrick LeDuc, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I think he wants to file suit and saying that it's unenforceable, basically.
Well, plus the fact it's also perhaps unconstitutional, but we'll go, that's not for me to decide. Now, the other thing is, we mentioned this very briefly, that yesterday was confirmed that Hunter Biden is still listed on the board of directors at a Chinese firm getting paid $100,000 a year, despite the claims that he had resigned and his father had said he's no longer involved in any of that. He no longer. Yeah, right, sure. And now we found out he's still making $100,000 from some company in China.
Well, you know, the campaign commercials just write themselves at this point, don't they, Captain?
Yeah. Yeah.
They just write themselves.
Yeah. Now, the U.S., and this is being discussed, is going to need some massive testing program to reopen completely because they need to have more tests to see whether or not everybody's healthy or not, I guess, is the way I should explain that. But Florida, I believe my state here, has probably got more tests per capita out there than anybody, a couple hundred or 250,000 or something like that, people have been tested. And that's one of the reasons why, I guess, things are looking a little better here than what they were to begin with, when everybody said, oh, doom and gloom, it's going to be horrible. People, you know, it is what it is, but right now it's nothing more than just a bad flu season.
Well, that's what it's shaping up to be, generally speaking. But, yeah, and the testing is great. I think it's the antibody test that's going to be the real game changer.
Yeah. And then finally, we're going to wrap it up with this. Little Dr. Fauci came out and said, okay, let's bring back sports, but without any fans in the stands.
Yeah, well, that's been talked about. Yep. That was talked about even for baseball, maybe playing all the games like in Tempe, Arizona.
And down here in Florida.
Exactly. But then all of the players would be basically quarantined in hotels along with the coaching staff and everybody else, and there would be no fans. But I think the MLB commissioner...
But they'd be on TV and radio.
But they'd be there, exactly. But MLB commissioner, I think, said they weren't going to do anything until they had the better health, public health situation.
All right, tell everybody how they can hear your show, please, sir.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight, and thank you very much for another yeoman job, my friend.
My pleasure, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much sticking around and doing this extra, because there's so much to talk about here right now, folks, and it's just, it's unbelievable. I mean, the amount of news that's out there, and it's not just about COVID-19 or the coronavirus. It's more than that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With the U.S. death toll topping 28,000, President Trump promoted the Thursday announcement as he looks to reopen the economy.
We're going to be announcing guidelines.
The firm stay-at-home orders imposed by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer were met with protesters.
We're tired of not being able to buy the things that we need, go to the hairdressers, get our hair done.
Whitmer said medical professionals say COVID-19 stays active on a surface for 3 days. That goes for common areas like ATMs and gas pumps.
One sick person touches it, and a nurse who's going to her shift touches it, and a food worker who's going to the store to stack the shelves touches it. You've just taken out people who are part of the life-sustaining work that needs to be done in a global pandemic. And so everyone's got to do their part.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. They all love you.
Hey, everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed you are. It's time for our first military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about that in just a second, because they're going to tell you all about themselves coming right up here. National Aviation Academy, online, naa.edu.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in Florida, Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. And those are the two campuses that teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, an aviation maintenance tech is a job which is very much in demand right now.
especially with all these aircraft that are parked that need to be recertified again to be able to fly. And it's going to take aviation maintenance techs to do each and every one of the planes that's sitting on the ground when they decide to go back up in the air, because about 58 to 60% of the flights that were in the air have been canceled, and those planes are currently sitting. Now, that being said, the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., as I said, outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Florida, they can teach you in 14 months how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, 40-hour-a-week job, starting at around $60,000 a year, and the opportunity to make a lot more than that. It's all based on your God-given ability and all based on the luck of the draw, because, for example, if you want to go to work overseas for a foreign country or for a foreign contractor working for the military or civilians, it's very possible you can have a six-figure salary, but that's the luck of the draw. You might get it, you might not. All depends. Now, that being said, check them out online by going to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then give them a call and set up an appointment to take a tour of one of their facilities. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Just that simple. National Aviation Academy. All right, well, we're going to start, first of all, with Germany. Germany arrested four Islamic State suspects that were planning an attack on U.S. bases located in Germany. Now, German police stumbled onto this particular plot that was out there. It was put out there not only on the dark web on the Internet, but also there was some chatter back and forth amongst the local Hamas, and the German police picked up on it. And as a result, they've arrested four suspected members of the Islamic State. They were allegedly planning an attack on two American military facilities in Germany. Now, I don't know what the facilities were. They didn't tell me, but just take it from there, and thank God they caught them. Now, a 60-day ban on all non-essential domestic and international Defense Department travel is going to be extended now by the Defense Secretary Mark Esper. He confirmed that to reporters yesterday. And the Secretary of the Defense, Mark Esper, and the General Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, General Mark Milley, told reporters that the Secretary of Defense and the top Marine will be getting a call over the barbershops that remain open across the Marine bases despite the ongoing coronavirus problem. Now, in other places, the barbershops had closed, but the Marines kept theirs going because, remember, the Marines are all about high and tight. Some of the military, some of the armies that way too, but the Marines, of course, are always that way, so their barbershops are still open, and we'll see what happens there. They're going to be having a conference call about that. By the way, four more sailors assigned to the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt have been hospitalized in Guam, with one of the four taken to intensive care for increased observation. And this is after one had already died a couple of days ago. Remember, that's the ship where the skipper was fired, Captain Crozier. Now, I'm hearing more and more about him and his situation with the serious problem he had with the crew and all these people that are coming down sick. And he was trying to get the word out there. And, of course, the Navy, I guess, was not having any part of it. And that's why he went public the way he did, supposedly. Don't know. That's just what I'm hearing. So I'm just repeating what I've heard. This is like secondhand information. But he may get his command back. Now, a total of seven sailors aboard the hospital ship USNS Mercy have contacted COVID-19 and have been removed from the ship as the remaining crew scrambles to stifle a full-blown outbreak on board the ship. Wow. You got the Comfort over New York City and the Mercy is over there in Los Angeles. Holy smokes. Let's hope that that doesn't go way out of sight. And a arduous and tough situation for military medical personnel deployed to the front lines of the virus right is going on right now, because right now about 200 military and civilian nurses prepare for a 12-hour shift in New York City at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. Begins at about 5 a.m. every day. And if they're not needed there, then they move out into one of the hospitals in New York City where they might be needed. They're rotating, they're floating around, they're doing whatever needs to be done. Now, overseas, the Taliban says U.S. bombing of insurgents is contrary to the deal that they made with the U.S. Well, maybe they ought to just stop trying to bomb us with their suicide bombers. The White House peace envoy met with Pakistani's military chief a day after discussing a lagging U.S.-Taliban peace deal in Afghanistan with the chief negotiator for the insurgent movement. Now, the U.S. wants Pakistan to do more to keep the Taliban in line. Good luck with that, right? And the Pentagon is saying with empty beds at the Javits Center and the Comfort there as well, uniformed health workers are now going straight into the New York City hospitals. Also, the military's been averaging more than 100 new troops a day coming down with COVID-19. For the past week, between 100 and 200 troops have come up positive for coronavirus, according to the latest DOD numbers. Now, the big question is, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley said that U.S. intelligence is looking hard into the rumors that the COVID-19 coronavirus had its origins in a Chinese biolab, not an open-air market, as was widely believed. And yesterday, Fox News put out a story, came from Brett Baer, that that was indeed the case, and cited a couple of different ways that it had happened. And I don't doubt it for a second, but then again, as I've had a lot of people say to me, was our country attacked by the Chinese with a biochemical weapon? Well, yeah. The only question is, was it intentional or was it accidental? But either way, it's all about China. And this is not something that we had anything to do with. And the next time, you know, you have to be respectful, so I'm going to tone it down. But Nancy Pelosi is being very unpatriotic and un-American when she even remotely cites anybody other than China being responsible for this. We all know how this got started. Look no further than Wuhan, China. All right, I'm coming right back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report for this hour. Don't go anywhere. And then Denise Simon will be coming along. I'll be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Wash up to me. Wash up to me.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
It's Spencer Davis Group bringing you in there. That's another oldie but goodie, but a lot of people listening to the audience right now appreciate that. And that was by request, and that went out to Ken out there in Seattle, Washington, listening to us on the KITZ Megatalk stations out there. And hello, Ken. Hope you're doing well. This portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, the largest truck stop chain in the country right now. And don't forget, he's pulling there during the third watch. Tell him the captain sent you. You're going to get a nice free hot cup of coffee to go along with things, too. They're open and ready for business and got all the stuff going on there that they normally do. Now, heavy snow will continue to impact the Central Rockies through Thursday, including the Denver metro area, and again, hello KNUS AM 710, before streaking across the Central Plains to upstate New York through Friday. Below normal temperatures with a few record lows are forecast from the front range of the Rockies all the way across the Midwest through parts of the upper Middle East and Atlantic coast. By the way, Kentucky, we just heard from Scott a little while ago, you've got some pretty chilly temperatures there tonight, and it's going to get chillier, it looks like. Now, this snow that's coming across, that's in eastern Utah and northern Utah, if you're going up 15 coming out of Salt Lake City, you're going to have it going up into Idaho, and then you're going to run out of it. There's no snow in Montana tonight. But Wyoming, into Nebraska, you have got a mixed bag of weather. You've got snow, you've got wind, you've got blowing snow from about Elk Mountain all the way into, I'd say, a good 100 miles into Nebraska. You have got a lot of snow, and a winter storm warning. And across Nebraska, you've got snow all the way over into Iowa, the northern part of Missouri, into the western end of Illinois, and it's all moving to the east. And there's some wind out in front of it in Illinois, as well as in the northern part of Indiana. And again, the cold temperatures, western Michigan tonight, for a freeze warning there. Freeze warnings in the southern half of Illinois, southern half of Indiana, all of Kentucky, southern Ohio, western West Virginia, and frost warnings in the southern part of Missouri and most of Tennessee, northern part of Mississippi, northern part of Alabama, and most of North Carolina and the southern part of Virginia. And that's what we got going on tonight. So other than that, things aren't looking too bad, except for Colorado, and there's all kinds of snow around Denver. And up there in the rocks, going west out of Denver, be advised you're going to have a heavy snow advisory up there. Going up 76 towards Nebraska, you're going to be in a winter storm warning going that way. And coming out east about 50 miles out of Denver tonight, you've got snow all the way I-70, but not all the way to Kansas. Kansas is looking good. All right, real quick, let's go to the telephone lines. Dan DeMann is with us. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Well, I just want you to know what you said about Nancy Pelosi. It's not disrespectful if it's the truth.
Right.
And let's go back a couple of months. In China and in Hong Kong, and they were canceling Chinese New Year celebrations, which is a big thing, because of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
But they were holding them in San Francisco at the same time. And Nancy Pelosi went. She was hugging her constituents, shaking
her
hands.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't bother her then.
Nope.
She never took it serious. I don't even think she knew what it was. So when she says something ridiculous like it wasn't well planned or he didn't know what he was doing, well, she's on video showing that she absolutely knew what she wasn't doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think so far Trump's handled it pretty good. You know, the liberals always brag about Sweden and their modest social state with socialized medicine and universal income and all that. You notice they're not shutting down.
No.
They're adopting the herd immunity theory, mm-hmm. and it seems like it's working pretty well.
Yeah.
We could have wore masks. We could have wore gloves. We could have kept our social distance. We didn't have to close this much stuff down.
Of course not.
The only thing I see is we'll never shut down like this again. We will never do it. because we've got a hole to dig out of now, and it's going to be a long, hard slog getting out of this mess we put ourselves in. Like I said the other night, we don't live in the same country we did 2 months ago. It's going to be something that where we went from 2.9% unemployment, we're going to be at 25% easy in another month.
Yeah, and then it's going to drop off.
Yeah, because after you lift all these emergencies, after things, at least societal, get back to normal, mm-hmm. you've got to assess and reassess where these businesses are at.
All righty, well, I got to let you go because Denise is on the line, and we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Okay, have a good evening.
All right, thank you. That's Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana, our professor emeritus, and he is a professor emeritus. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is on the line. Boston bombing, what's going on?
Well, let's not forget that yesterday was the anniversary, 7 years.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Okay, I thought you were telling me there was something else took place. I was trying to scramble to find it. I didn't see it. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. And remember, they kind of, that whole thing went on for almost a week, was it not, before they, they had to lock down a whole part of Massachusetts to track down.
Yeah, because they were dealing with a cell, they thought.
Mm-hmm. Those two brothers.
Yep, you're right. Now, the big story yesterday is coming out of the Persian Gulf again. We had a United States Coast Guard cutter that got buzzed by a bunch of those Iranian fast boats, and they came within 30 feet of the Coast Guard cutter. For the life of me, I cannot understand how they got that close, how they were allowed to get that close.
Actually, it's worse than what you're saying. The U.S. Lewis Puller, the U.S. Paul Hamilton, the USS Firebolt, the USS Sirocco, the USCG, there were two Coast Guards, the Wrangell and the Maui.
Mm-hmm.
They were conducting joint operations along with an Apache helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
When 11 mm-hmm. of these Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps cowboys decided to put on a little water rodeo, if you will. The U.S. Was doing their normal radio warnings, the 5 blasts from the ship's horns, acoustic noisemakers, and they were all ignored. This went on for a little more than an hour, and then they finally just gave up. But a couple of these cowboys came within 10 yards of one of the ships.
Well, that's 30 feet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's way too close from what I understand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but now we were conducting joint operations. We were certainly in international waters. In fact, not too far from all of that. Within several yards was a freighter, too. So
a freighter or a chemical tanker that had just been stopped by the Iranians?
No, it looks like a freighter of some kind. I did watch the video.
Okay. All right. Well, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Denise Simon. And, that was a big international incident yesterday, as if we don't have enough stuff going on. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kathy Curtis, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.